A staffing shortage at a northern Indiana school for students with disabilities is so bad that teachers and parents say it's unsafe. From WFYI's Education Desk, Dylan Piers McCoy and Lee Gaines have this investigation.
Carmen Gober kept her son AJ home for weeks after the school year started because she was worried it was too short-staffed to function.
Really, my biggest thing is safety. Like, I keep coming back to, like, if there's a fire in that building, how do you evacuate all of those kids?
Gober's son AJ has cerebral palsy, and he doesn't speak. He attends self-school in Valparaiso, a school for kids who need intense support due to developmental or emotional disabilities. Just days before the start of the year, AJ's school was desperate for teachers and assistants. Gober didn't want to send her son back to what she considered a risky situation.
Homeschooling was never something that I had considered, but at this point, it does feel like the only option we have.
Porter County Education Services, or PCES, runs Self School, where 5-year-old AJ is enrolled. The system provides special education services to 7 districts across Porter County. It serves over 4,000 students with disabilities, more than almost any other school system in Indiana. Parents and educators say staffing shortages at Self School are the result of years of low pay. And the people who run PCES know about the problem.
The public hearing is now open.
It's 8 a.m. on a Tuesday in August at Self School. The PCES board meeting is about to begin.
Is there anyone in attendance who would like to speak?
Teachers Union President Daniel Zekovich gets up to talk during a hearing on their contract.
This building is a not safe building because we are not adequately staffed. It is amazing to me that there has not been something that has happened in this building that has been an emergency because of your lack of staff. It's just a matter of time.
The board is made up of the superintendents who run the 7 Porter County school districts.
You all put us in this situation because you decided to be very frugal with your money when it came to our salaries.
The system is complicated. Porter County special educators work for PCES. General ed teachers work for the districts. They're paid different salaries, and the average pay for special education teachers is about $13,000 less. WFYI spoke with PCES Executive Director of Special Education, Sandy Bodner, in July. She says the whole state is dealing with shortages.
We are recruiting on a regular basis, on a daily basis, to get our building staffed.
Porter County offered special education teachers $3,000 stipends to move to self-school this year. Zekovich, the union leader, says eventually they required teachers who were supposed to work at other schools to teach itself.
We said, but wait a minute, that's like borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. You're short, you know, how do you do that? And they had no real answer for what the solution was.
In a statement, Bodner says all positions are currently covered by licensed personnel, but that could be a substitute teacher. Bodner did not answer specific questions about the number of teacher vacancies. At a meeting in September, she told the board that PCES has more than 20 openings. Indiana doesn't have staffing minimums for schools. The state education department says it's up to districts to decide how many adults they need. They say parents of children itself who are worried can ask for them to go to a different school.
That's what Gober and her husband did. They want to put AJ in a neighborhood school with a less severe staff shortage. But while they waited for a response, AJ struggled at home.
He just needs to be around other kids. He needs to be, you know, running around because he does seem sad.
So a few weeks into the school year, they put AJ back in self. Gober is still worried. For WFYI News, I'm Lee Gaines.
And I'm Dylan Piers McCoy.